In Delta County, 1 in 4 adults smoke. Sarah Hall started smoking when she was a teenager.
I really needed to quit smoking. I'd been smoking for 20 years.
It wasn't for a lack of trying. She tried to stop in the Navy, then again when she was pregnant, and again when her father-in-law died of lung cancer. Then she found out she was pregnant with her son.
I wanted to have a much healthier pregnancy this time. I had a lot of labor complications with my daughter, which ended up in an emergency C-section.
Hall signed up for the Baby and Me tobacco-free program offered through the Delta County Public Health Department. The program helps expecting moms quit. It also offers incentives. For instance, the health department provides up to a year's worth of free diapers if the mother stays smoke-free. Health educator Karen O'Brien says this is one way the county is trying to address the issue. It also works with the school district, hospital, and health providers to educate the public about the dangers of tobacco use. O'Brien says the most effective changes the county can make are smoke-free policies.
Working in policy change at different organizations really can encompass the most individuals. And the sustainability factor is, for some reason, if our funds get cut, which they do all the time, those policies are still in place.
Several years ago, the county banned smoking inside public housing. And last year, it worked with the local technical college on implementing a tobacco-free campus policy. Data from Rocky Mountain PBS News shows smoking rates vary across the state. In Douglas County, the wealthiest county in Colorado, only 8% of adults smoke. Huerfano County, one of the poorest, has the highest rate at 31%. Jill Bednarik oversees the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment's Tobacco Policy Initiatives Program. She says smoking rates are linked to socioeconomics.
Low-income communities, their prevalence was nearly 3 times that of their higher-income counterparts at about 27%. So we see very significant disparities in tobacco use based on income level, education level. Those are, I think, probably the two biggest factors.
Research shows low-income individuals are usually dealing with more stress, like living paycheck to paycheck. That's why it can be harder for them to quit. Bednarik says what seems to work is increasing the immediate cost. She points back to 2004 when Colorado voters approved boosting the excise tax on a pack of cigarettes by 64 cents.
We did see a very, a significant drop in prevalence right after that. Tobacco price increases are known to be particularly effective with youth, low-income smokers, and pregnant women who are trying to quit.
She says raising the purchase age to 21 could also reduce use. In 2014, state lawmakers proposed doing just that, but the bill died in committee.
When the age is 18, there's older kids that have products that are making it available for younger kids, as well as illegal sales happening in retail outlets across the state. When the age in other states has gone up to 21, then they do see a decrease in use and initiation, particularly among those younger kids.
Still, Colorado's efforts are paying off. The state has seen a steady decline in smoking rates for the past 25 years. On average, the state gives $6 million annually to counties to combat tobacco use. It funds programs like the Delta County one that helps Sarah Hall quit.
I've done some pretty great things in my life, I think. You know, certainly having 2 children and being in the military, being in college, and traveling the world. But I really think that quitting smoking was the hardest thing I ever did.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's been 2 years since Hall had a cigarette, and she says it was the best choice for her and her family. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.